Blog Talk Radio.
Rounding the red.
Shalom and Shalom family. I hope you can hear me. Carol, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Okay. So we are having some technical difficulties. I've gotten some text messages that people are not able to log in. So I'm hoping that we can continue with the show tonight. But at any rate, let's just get started and try. Welcome to Restoring the Daughters of Zion, GOCC's first women's show designed with you in mind. The two musical interludes that you just heard were the Song of Moses, the full story of Exodus 15, and Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Ashema, a dedication, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. We are coming to you live via Blog Talk Radio International. I'm your host, I'm Sister Shirley.
Hi, I'm Sister Carol. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Shalom. Like I said, I hope we can go through with it. It seems to be a frozen board, but not much we can do about it. But let's just see anyway. So, if anyone is out there and overhearing the show and wanting to call in, try again at 515-605-9327. That's 515-605-9327. Carol, how did you end up getting in? You were blocked out.
Had to put through a line, a landline. I couldn't get my cell phone. It's a busy signal.
Okay,
no matter
that's what I'm getting all kind of text messages, that's what's happening here, that we're not getting through. If you're having problems, can you, this makes any sense. I'm telling people, if you can't get through, text me, let me know. Like they can really hear that, but I sent out a message. But I don't know if we're going to be able to get through the show tonight. There are not too many callers in the queue, but there are maybe 9 or 10 right now. There's been network issues all day. Okay, so the flood and the different things like that are probably the issues down there, Carol. But Cynthia is in Jersey, and she's having problems. So I don't quite know what the issues really are. Someone just sent me a text message and said they're having problems too. So let's try and get started. Hold on. Let me just see. I've got a couple of other messages here. Let's try out and see what we can do. Maybe we can kind of just talk about a few things until we can see that the lines are lighting up, because this show tonight, it's a really good show tonight that we have. We're going to be talking about, does marriage even make sense anymore? And so we're hoping that we can get full audience tonight, because we do want to get your input on this too. But anyway, let me go through the usual housekeeping, and then if we can't get through, maybe we will sign off and then try and get back on next week and hopefully get through. But my goodness, we do not want to waste the call. Press 1, get into the host queue. Tell us what's happening on your end. If you're on, if you can hear us, let us know, okay? At any rate, try to call in again at 515-605-9327 or connect with us via the web. That's another way. I won't be able to see you, but blogtalkradio.com/Restoring the Daughters of Zion is another way to get into the show. We're also available via Skype. Just go to the Blog Talk webpage and search for Restoring the Daughters of Zion. You can also reach out to us via email. So the email, if you send an email, we're not going to see it during the show, but afterwards we will try and respond to you. And our email address is restoringthedaughters@gmail.com. All right. So before we get started, let me just give the advertisements that are listed here, and that would be in accordance with the GLC network. As you may be aware, the church has launched a new platform giving members amongst the body an opportunity to advertise their businesses and services to other members. Our aim is to once again prefer one another and become a more self-sufficient nation. And so, these are the companies that have already taken advantage of being involved with the network. The Shane Company Consulting, offering professional legal advice from my very own brother, Shabbat. There's a book called Recovering from Autism, One Family's Journey of Hope and Healing. Desired Promise, offering natural products, including hair wraps, body butter, scrubs, and more. How about Exodus, with herbal gum and tooth powder? Heavenly Treasure, offering essential oils, information on healing, well-being, and more. Above Rivers, homemade hair care products with moisturizing buttons, oils, and extracts. There's 12 Tribes of Israel apparel, custom-made t-shirts, and signs. Virtuous Light, homemade and hand-poured candles made with love. The Highest Promise herbals, natural body scrubs, deodorants, creams, oils, and more. I Love to Live Well, a way to eliminate sick, 50 plus. Foods discussed, 250 scriptures read, the pure true talk, what to eat. Love is obedience. This is one family's story portraying the image of love, sacrifice, and obedience to the parents. Amina's Blessed Naturals, offering fermented probiotic products. And the network is pleased to announce the newest members, and that's iPure Passion, toxic-free feminine napkins that help prevent fibroids, infertility, prolonged menstrual cycle, cancer, etc. There's Infotech, web design, PC laptop repairs, network custom logos, banners, located in the New Orleans area. Fringes by System Model, custom-made Hebrew attire, including dresses, garments, scarves, shawls, tassels, and more. HOA, let me get back to vegetarianism. H-A-O, blessed. How blessed, holy, and nature name. And how blessed, holy, greeting cards. Then there's a book titled Happiness, Hope, and Humility. How to Release Stress and Delete Distress. These businesses can all be found on the GOC website at www.gatheringofchrist.org under the GOC Network section, subheading Business Directory. If anyone would like to join the network or wants more information, they can send an email to gocc.net@aol.com, net@aol.com. The sisters and the family over at the GOC Network say to water and blessings to all. Thank you for your business. All right, shalom, shalom. The board still seems to be frozen. Let me bring in a call and find out what's happening over there. Area code 321. Area code 321. How's it going? Are we coming in loud and clear?
Yes, this is Zaki. How you doing? Shalom.
How you doing, dear? How you doing? All right. Okay.
Yeah, I was able to get in right away. I said it's coming in clear on my end.
Okay, I'm gonna put you back in the queue. I see one more caller.
Okay.
All right. Area code 317. Area code 317. Are you hearing us loud and clear?
This is Sister Diane. Yes, tell them muffled a little bit, but other than that, I can hear you.
Okay. Thank you so much, sister. Appreciate that. All right. We have not too many callers in the queue. Carol, what do you suggest tonight that we do? You know, we have this program that we want to go over with having to do with marriage. It's basically talking to sisters that are thinking about marriage and sisters that are married already, how to handle that situation. Because it's really tough and it's really an important show. And I'm really starting to think that we need to log out. Well, here's another caller in the queue. So, I don't know. Why don't you pray us in, Carol? Maybe the Most High will be merciful. And we can go. Yeah, there's another person dialing. You have to check in to see if we're online.
Blessed Eternal Father, we humbly come before you tonight, asking as always that you bless this show, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize that technology is great when it works, but when it doesn't, mm-hmm. it creates a real hardship on us. Father, we're asking if there's anything you can do, which we know there is, but if it is your will to connect the calls tonight, Father, then do that, because we feel that we have a word for some of the sisters tonight, Father, and we don't want them to miss it. Father, we're asking you on your behalf that this show may edify someone, and that will decrease and your word will increase. Bless us all. Father, touch those that are listening. Touch any of them that are sick among us, Father. We ask you that you heal their bodies and heal their minds. We thank you. We'll never see you. A wonderful name. In the name of Ahayah Bashem Yeshaya, we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Another sister just dialed in and asked you if there was a show. So I'm thinking if she's probably not able to get in. Why don't we do something a little bit different right now? If anyone wants to call in and talk about, you know, their experience with the Feast of Tabernacles tonight, why don't you press 1, get into the host queue. Those that are in the host queue, press 1 and dial out so that we can see you. And then if you want to get in, you want to say something, just come back in. So just press 1 to get out of the host queue and then press 1 to come back in. And we'll bring you on and we'll talk about, if you want to talk about how your experience at Feast of Tabernacles, just to give us a little time to see if this problem will fix itself. I called the helpline and they told me the same problem that you guys are having, busy signal. They're all getting a busy signal. So if you press 1, get into the host queue, you want to talk about Feast of Tabernacles, or you want to ask for prayer for something you're struggling with, anything like that, we could kind of go over that. And otherwise, we're probably going to sign off because I don't want to let everyone miss the call tonight, the show. If you want to call in, you want to say anything, you want to go over any issues that are going on in your life.
Something that I found an article.
Okay.
I found it in Atlanta Black Star. It says Ghana's right of abode program could attract more black people from across the globe, but marred by loopholes. Several centuries ago, Ghana was known as one of the starting points of the transatlantic slave trade. Today, the modern state of Ghana is gaining a reputation for being a destination for blacks in the diaspora who want to reconnect with their roots. Ghana currently offers the Right of Abode program, which allows people of African descent to gain permanent residency. According to the Guyanian Immigration Act of 2000, the concept of right of abode under the immigration law is that persons having the right of abode shall be free to live and to come and go into and from the country without let or hindrance. The Guyanian residency program have some stipulations. Black people looking to resettle in Ghana must be at least 18 years old, of good character, financially independent, and not been convicted of a criminal offense and sentenced to imprisonment of 12 months or more. That's going to stop some of our people. The current law has some loopholes, which could lead to future legal problems, said Nana Ajoda Kuwantin, a content and policy writer for Ghana International Chamber of Commerce, which is based in Atlanta, Georgia. The reason I'm reading this is because someone in the church brought it up again that in 2019 they're reviving this to kind of push for us to move there. I don't know. It can be a two-edged sword. It can be a wonderful thing, and at the same time, knowing the way they work, it could be a plot to hurt us, too.
That's true.
It says, there is a possibility that someone will attempt to challenge such a rule on the grounds of racial discrimination. What does it mean to be of African descent? Kwansi said, there are cases such as that of Craig Cobbs, a white nationalist, a man who discovered that he was 14% sub-Saharan African, that would be common to resolve. You know it, always it's a $5 Indian. Would he be able to date, huh?
14%.
Yes, no, what I'm saying, yeah, exactly. A $5 Indian when Gentiles wanted to get the same benefits that they were giving the American Indians. They were just paying them $5 at the records office, and they were giving them Indian heritage. So today you'll find that like 90% of the people who say they are Indian descent are Gentiles, are white.
It doesn't stop.
There's some confusion about the law, according to Tamanisha Ruge-Ridge, who is originally from Plano, Texas, and moved to Accra, Ghana's capital last September. The right to abode policy was introduced 14 years ago and has yet to be fully implemented. Red Ridge said, Rita Marley, Bob Marley's widow, is the only person it's been granted to. Only one person? This is crazy. Red Ridge said there is a thriving community of black expatriates in Ghana, people from the United States, the Caribbean, and Brazil. However, Rudd Ridge said there is a generational divide between the African Americans. Some black Americans settled in the country back in the 60s when they were encouraged to move there by Kiwan Nkrumah, Ghana's first president and leader of the Pan-African movement. Now there are newer black Americans, immigrants, like Rudd Ridge, who have moved there to play a role in Ghana's ongoing development and pursue economic opportunities. I can't believe just one person has made it through that.
I can't believe we're getting ready to get logged out. That's what I can't believe, but hang on.
Are you